Good evening and welcome to Conversations with Crystal. I'm your hostess, Crystal, and this evening I have a very special guest for you. He's a Neil Diamond tribute artist, and his name is Warren Potter. Hi, Warren. How are you going today?
Not bad, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm going really, really well, thanks. Bit of a warm one today. Great for going into Sydney on the ferry. That's what we did today.
A bit too warm to be mowing grass and gardening today like I did.
Yeah, yeah. Did you do much like from morning till night time or?
I did from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow, right in like the heat of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Now, Warren, you do Neil Diamond tribute, and I think I've heard you and I've seen you in action, and I think you're very, very good. What led you to Neil Diamond?
I was a Elvis tribute artist for a long time, probably 5 or 6 years, and I won a few competitions, the Gales Club.
Mm-hmm.
I won $1,000 there. That was the first prize. And
wow, that's pretty good going.
Yeah, I was up against most of the ones that are going around now, the tribute artists, very obvious, and I beat a lot of them. So,
wow, congratulations to you. So you were an Elvis tribute artist.
Yep.
Did you ever go to parks?
I've never been to parks, no.
Yeah.
I got kind of a bit tired of Elvis.
Yeah.
Because every man and his dog's doing him. And
yeah, they do, yes.
Yeah.
So you turned to Neil Diamond. Was there something about Neil Diamond that drew you?
Well, I was at a karaoke place once, and I just picked the Neil Diamond songs, and there was a spotter in the audience. She ran the cruises, Kim her name was, and she said, would you like to do a cruise? I said, what are you, my fault? She said, oh, you're fantastic. I said, okay, then. So that's how I got started on Neil Diamond. Yeah,
that's fantastic, and you've not looked back.
I haven't looked back from singing Neil Diamond because his voice suits me. And
yeah, well, I would agree with that. Yes, I haven't actually heard you sing Elvis, so I'd like to do that at one point, like to hear you sing an Elvis song. But, Yeah, Neil Diamond, I have heard you and I think you're very, very, very good. And, of course, it's all about dressing up as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I had one shirt for the last couple of years. Now I've got 5 shirts. So.
There you go. That's good.
I had to go to Oxford Street to get them.
Yeah, well, you know. You do what you must. Now, so you did the cruise ships as a Neil Diamond artist.
Yeah, on the Sydney Harbour. Yeah.
Oh, and how long did you do that for?
I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years now, yeah. Once every 3 months, I'd say, I'd get a cruise.
Oh, cool. So where would those cruises be advertised? How can people find you to be able to book a ticket on that cruise?
Usually on Facebook, on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I'll have them put up, yeah.
Yep, so is it just under Warren Potter, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we'll do, I'm sure you've sent me some links. We'll add those into the description of this show so that people can, you know, click on your links and have a look at you and listen to you and hopefully come and join you on one of your cruises.
I do have a private function next week in Dural.
Nice. Nice. And yeah. You've done Sydney cruises. What about the big cruise ships?
No, I never put my name down for them yet.
Oh, what a shame. Hmm. So do you do any other artists? You've done Elvis, Neil Diamond. Do you do any others?
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Nice. I've not seen that either. Do you do it?
It's on my Facebook. If you go through my Facebook, you'll find it.
Yep. I don't normally stalk, but I will. So, Warren, when did you first know at what age that you could sing?
Oh, in my 20s, I'd say, yeah.
Okay.
I used to play the guitar with my dad for a long time. My dad was a country and western artist.
Oh, that's fantastic. What was his name, Warren?
Bill Potter, his name was, and he did a show with Reg Lindsay and Slim Dusty at one stage, and I'm going back years and years and years.
Oh, that's fantastic. I remember Reg Lindsay's show. And of course, Slim Dusty, who doesn't know Slim.
And he taught me the guitar, and we used to sing together and that. And I think in my 20s, all I did was I went to a karaoke show once, and I just sang one song, and I got booed. I was, why the hell are you? Yeah, why the hell are you booing me? Oh, you're a professional singer. Buddy, it's the first time I've ever been on stage.
Oh wow. You know, what an achievement for people in your first song to think that you're a professional singer. That's fantastic.
Yeah, apparently I've got a natural voice.
You do.
Antoinette, my partner, she took me to a singing teacher once 2 years ago, and he said, "Forget
Why are
it."
you here?
I'm just a natural, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
But
yeah.
I do think that we can learn something from every teacher. You know, we're not all perfect, but we can all learn something at least. Well, to be told that, then that's a pretty big boon, isn't it?
Yeah, and apparently I'm a natural drum player too.
I didn't know you played drums.
I've played it twice now for at parties I go to. I'll see a drum set and I'll start mucking around. And boy, you're good, you know. It just comes to me. I've got the beat, that
You've got the
natural beat. Yeah,
rhythm.
I can just do it. I'm in the process of buying a drum set at the moment,
Yep.
and I'm going to get lessons to learn a few more beats because I only know one beat. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes that's all you need to know. But I think it's a very good idea to always get lessons from people who have been in the field for a while, you know, because every teacher has something that you can learn from them. So that's a great idea. So you're going to learn drums, you play some guitar, now electric or acoustic?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any guitars in a collection at all?
Only one at the moment.
And what is that?
Little Fender I got.
Yep.
And,
Yeah, Fenders are good. I've seen you play that actually. You're not too bad. Pretty good. So do you use the guitar in your show at all?
I do, but I don't plug it in. I've got backing tracks, which is just good. I know the chords, but I'll play the chords, but you can't hear it.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm playing, but
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's
yeah. So that's how you got your start. I really like that someone thought you were a professional singer, because I heard you when I fir the first time I heard you would have been out at the Carousel, God, donkeys years ago. And I've gone, oh my God, that guy sounds like Neil Diamond. And everyone's going, ah, yeah, that is what he does. So, yeah, it's really good when you can. I was going to say make a living. We don't always make a living out of our craft,
Oh,
but
mine's more of a hobby than anything else.
yeah. But isn't it good? Something that you're interested in and that you're really good at,
And you get paid for
that you can get paid for it. Isn't it fantastic?
I've done Gasparo's, I think, 3 times now.
Nice. As in your diamond, yes? Yeah. And was that with other artists? I think I actually seen that promotion.
Elvis and Cher were there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mancini. I can't think of their names off the top of my head now.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. So, what people will see that when they go on your Facebook page anyway to have a check you out. So now, have you ever played with or have you ever sung with a band as such?
Only at the Carousel. No, not the Carousel, the Champagne Jam.
Oh, the Champagne Jam, yep. Yeah, so
I
not
like that.
your own band as such.
No.
Now, a question I have is I haven't asked any tribute artists this question yet. Do you think it's worth having a full band, or is it easier on the circuit to use the tracks?
Using tracks is pretty limited with where you can go. You can't really charge people $70 to listen to you singing on tracks. I could do a good show with a band and people would pay to see me, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think you should look into that just quietly. Something to think, something to put on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
So what is the genre of music that you most prefer or that you grew up loving?
Actually country.
Oh, because of your dad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Bit of Slim Dusty and Hank Williams and all that I grew up with.
Yeah. What's your favourite Slim Dusty song?
A Pub of No Beer or...
Nice. Mine is because my dad's a lifelong truck driver and he, so I've been with him in the truck, of course, travelling. My favourite song is Lights on Over the Hill. Lights on,
oh,
yeah.
Yep. Beautiful.
That's my favourite, yeah. And Indian Pacific is another.
Indian Pacific bands that I am.
That's the one, yeah. So which is your most favourite Neil Diamond song?
I was going to say Sweet Caroline, but no, it's getting a bit long in the tooth, that one. I've got so many.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
I'll stick to Sweet Caroline. That's his favourite one. Yeah. That's his best one, best known one anyway.
Yeah. I've heard you do one that my husband, Rob, likes out at Dundas, but I cannot...
Holly Holly,
that's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Right, so country mostly, but what do you listen to day to day? What is on your playlist?
Actually, I don't listen to music much at all.
Oh, really?
No, I only when I'm in the car, I'll put the radio on. That's about all.
Yeah, right. So
smooth FM.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of all different things, I guess.
Yeah.
So as a performer, what would be the best live act that you've seen or best band that you've ever been to see?
Oh, the Angels.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to see them at Penrith Leagues Club.
Oh,
when they had the thing down the bottom in the basement there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I love that band, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. I didn't expect that from you. So that's all. I'd love to hear you sing an Angels song. How about that?
Oh, and I wouldn't mind doing some opera.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon you've got the chops for it. So, yeah, maybe that's something to look into. So what's coming up for you? Like what have you got booked coming up in, say, from January?
Nothing from January. All I've got at the moment is a private function at Jewel.
Right.
Next week, and I'm open.
Yeah, right. Well, of course, things come up and all the time. Now, do you have a booking agent or do you chase bookings yourself?
Chasing myself,
yeah. It's a bit of a hard slog sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking for an agent. I'm just, if anyone's out there that needs a Neil Diamond tribute artist.
Well, I'm sure that there is. Just got to go knocking on the right doors, eh?
Yeah,
that's for sure. Now, you've been to many a gig. Can you tell me a funny story that happened at one of your performances? Maybe a girl flashed you, or or I don't know.
That happened at the was it Carousel? The Carousel.
Oh, truly.
A young one flashed me there. Yeah, yeah. And her boyfriend quickly pulled her off the dance floor, yeah.
Yeah, right. How cool is that? What was your thoughts when that happened?
My eyes just popped out of my head. She was only young. She was only about 17, 18, yeah.
Yeah, and you just thought, oh, my God. As long as you didn't lose your place in your song, that's the main thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
And on my cruises, it's usually rocky and yet. You're trying to stay on your feet when you're singing it. But I handle it all right, you know.
Yeah, as long as you don't get seasick.
No.
You've got your sea legs.
Yeah, got my sea legs.
Yeah. Well, I think that you do really well on the cruise ships, actually, like the big ones.
All right, yeah. I was just not sure about the pay on them ones. Oh, were they going on tips or something?
No, I don't
They
think it's.
used to years
Did they
ago.
really? I think it's all probably all changed, you know? I don't know. That'd be worth looking into, wouldn't it? I really think so because since COVID, everything's changed, Warren.
A
Everything.
bit scared to go on the ship at the moment.
Well, you never know what the future holds. That's for sure. All right. So you're going to give me all your socials, which I have, and some, all your social links and some promotional material, which we'll put up to promote your interview.
Actually,
And
that poster I sent you,
yes.
there's a little bar thing on the bottom of it, and if they take a photo of that, go straight to my Facebook.
Oh, well, that's a great idea. So we'll see that. And I'm really looking forward to getting you out there, Warren, and letting people know that there's a lovely and very good performer, a Neil Diamond performer out
That's it.
there. And hopefully we can get you some more bookings. And I want to know why there isn't a Neil Diamond festival.
Actually, it's funny because I talk with a high voice and I sing with a low voice.
Yeah, right. Well, I really do feel people would enjoy coming to see you because you are quite the showman. So make sure that everybody, make sure that you keep up to date with Warren and what he's got coming up, and go and see him because he is well worth seeing. His show is fantastic. He's a fantastic vocalist and all around nice guy.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. I really appreciate your time this evening, Warren. Thank you so very much.
Welcome.
Okie doke. Well, I'll say good night.
Good night then.
Good night. We were joined today by Warren Potter, who is a Neil Diamond tribute artist. You can catch up to date with what Warren is doing on his Facebook and other social pages. I look forward to bringing you another artist next week, listeners. Thank you for joining me once again. I will catch you around the traps in one place or another. Until then, please stay safe, stay happy, stay cool, and stay awesome. And of course, please stay tuned to this channel. Goodbye.